Men's soccer coach, Danny Levy. Danny, good morning. How you doing, sir? Welcome back.
Good morning. Good to talk to you again.
Well, and I always joke with Greg Ruff because the very first time, you know, this is probably, what, 6 years you've come on or at least, you know, something like that.
Yeah, ever since you started it.
Yeah, and you know what, I always still remember Danny Levy sounds like gravy. That's how I
That's the easiest way to remember.
Yeah, because it's L-E-A-V-Y, but in my mind, the very first time I had you on, that's how I remembered, Danny Levy sounds like gravy. But so.
Yep,
well, how'd the fall season go for you? That's a mean question.
It was fantastic. Went undefeated.
Yeah.
Great.
And then now playing in spring and being back, my gosh, just tell me about the process of, you know, of everything and playing in the spring and like everybody is with all their fall sports.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a huge adjustment. I mean, from, you know, trying to get everybody back onto campus to, you know, designing and implementing all the protocols. And I mean, it's been a massive undertaking. So it's good to actually see it, you know, moving forward and rolling and actually seeing the guys on the field and everything. It was nice yesterday. I walked into the locker room yesterday and it smelled terrible. and that actually made me so happy because I knew it was being used again. And so it's just good. It's just good to see the guys on the field and, you know, to hear them laughing again and everything. So it's fantastic.
So what are you opening up with Covenant, right? Is that your opener, I believe?
That's our season opener, yeah. February 9th. So it's
February 9th, yeah.
That'll be our first one.
And then, you know, obviously you get into the Great Midwest play all through that with Kentucky Wesleyan started out. Now, is this your largest roster ever? And against that, you never know what's going to happen because COVID doesn't play favorites. And you can be I found out the most careful people still get it. So having the large roster's got to be a little assuring, right, this spring?
It is, yeah. This is definitely our largest roster because we've got the first team and we've got the reserve team. And the great thing is we'll have access to all of the boys. So I think it's going to take the full program to be able to do this. So I think it's going to give us an advantage because we shouldn't have to postpone any of the games due to quarantines and things like that because we've got them broken up in such a way that we should always have enough players available to compete. So I think it gives us a really good advantage over people.
Danny Levy with us. He is a direct men's soccer coach. Well, just tell me a little bit about your team. What do you expect out of them this spring?
I think if we can, you know, if we can consistently field, you know, our strongest players, then we've got a very good chance of competing at the top end of the conference. And to be fair, that's true for everybody going into this spring. You know, whoever can put their best 11 on the field on a consistent basis, you know, is going to be able to do something. But I would say this is probably the deepest team that I've ever had in my 12 years at Trevecca. So I've got depth everywhere on the field. I've got experience all over the place. So this is a great group of boys to work with right now.
Well, and with that, the NCAA is going to allow this year eligibility-wise to just be a pass, and of course, NCAA Division II Trevecca now. How are you going to manage all of that? Because you can only have so many players.
Yeah, that's where the reserve team is really helping us out tremendously with that because it's allowed us to continue to pursue talented players and bring them in and still give them a good opportunity to compete and get ready. So it's going to help us bridge this, you know, kind of this weird recruiting gap that we've got going on right now where we've got a lot of guys that won't graduate like they normally would have. I mean, next year I think I'm going to have 7 graduate students as a result of this. So the reserve opportunity is fantastic because they're still in a really good training environment. They're still getting to play in competitive matches and everything. So I think that's really helped us a lot to be able to. Otherwise, we would have had to look over a lot of talented kids this year. And with this, we didn't have to.
Danny Levy with us, a Trevecca men's soccer coach here on University Showcase. What you talk about all the things that you do away, well, with your team, but away from the sport itself, the outreach programs, all the things that you do with the faith-based institution that Trevecca is. And I know what, you guys are going out today, right, to do some community service work.
Yeah, we are. I'm actually in between busloads right now, so I'm dropping the guys all around the city doing service projects and everything. And I think what's really important is COVID may have changed how we do things, but it definitely hasn't changed who we are. Like the mission of Trevecca is still very much the same of we're going to love God and we're going to love people. And that hasn't changed. COVID has changed how we do things, but it hasn't changed who we are. So we just have to be more creative in how we do that. And so today, like, I'm dropping my guys all around in the city, and I just have them in their training pods. Just like they would be for training. So we're treating a service project just like we would treat a training session. And we've kept them in those groups, and we're moving them around in different places in the city. And so, you know, we've had to be more creative, but it hasn't stopped us from being who we are. And that's really important. So we've got that going on. And then aside from being the men's soccer coach, I've been building a role here as the athletic chaplain for the department. And so that's been really fun to put that together and do different projects with that and just continue to really build into that, you know, that idea of that we love God and we love people. And that's what this university is built on.
And part of that, your prayer cards, talk about that.
Yeah. So that's a project that we're getting ready to launch this coming week. So we designed these little prayer cards, and they've got five different athletes. So every card is different, and we're going to launch it out to all of the faculty and the staff to the university. And the idea is just to take 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week, to pray for five athletes. And I think it'll give our faculty and our staff a great way to, you know, to connect with our student athletes, because it's hard. They can't come to the basketball events, you know, and the volleyball games and everything like that right now. So it still gets a way where they can see a face, they connect with them, and they can do something that has, you know, some major impact in these young people's lives.
You know, Danny, I've done radio a long time. I think it's the first time I've ever had a guest use the term training Todds. And I could just tell by listening, you're not from Joelton, are you?
No, I don't even know where it is.
Well, okay, let me get to Antioch. How about that? That's a little bit closer to home. Joelton's northwest in Davidson County, a little beautiful community up on the Highland Rim. But anyway, that we digress quickly on that one. But where are you from? Tell the people.
So originally I was born in Chicago, and then I grew up in Colorado. So all my family is out in Colorado. So I'd never been to the South until I took this job at Trevecca.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a great experience, though. It's a neat part. I didn't know the South was so different until I lived here. But it's been neat to learn about and just learn about a different part of our country and just, you know, to learn how big and diverse it is. It's really cool.
Well, and now you have a research program to find out where Joelton is, okay? You know, in part of that. Why do you do what you do?
Because this is what God's asked me to do.
Yeah, that's about as simple.
I love it.
Well, Danny, that's a mic drop. Hey, always fun catching up with you, and good luck this season. And I tell everybody that, you know, who's on, you know, it's a unique time, certainly, but it takes unique people to move through it, and you're certainly one of them. And I know what Mark Elliott, the AD over there, thinks of you, and I know you don't care what Greg Ruff thinks of you, but it's I'm kidding, of course. But Danny, good luck this season, and thanks for all you do, man.
Yeah, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
All right, see you, Dan.